The Jesus Storybook Bible, Story 20. Get ready. God's people return from being slaves. From Nehemiah 8 through 10, Malachi 1, 3 and 4, and Ezra 7. Have you ever been to a party that lasted a whole week? How about a sermon that went on all day? Well, that's what happened to God's people after they came home from being slaves. They had forgotten how God wanted them to live, or who they were supposed to be. So Ezra and Nehemiah read them the rules God had given Moses. But something odd happened. The more the sermon went on, the sadder they all got. Why? Was the sermon that boring? No, not really. It was strange, you see. As Ezra read the Book of Rules, it worked like a mirror. It showed them what they were like, and they didn't like what they saw. They saw that they had not been living the way they should. They saw that they were cruel and selfish. "We've blown it," they cried. "Now God will punish us." They thought they knew what God was going to do, but they didn't. Of course, they might have picked up a clue from Ezra's name, which means, "Help is here," and an even stronger one from Nehemiah's name, because his name means God wipes away our tears. And that, as you'll see, is just exactly what God was getting ready to do. Ezra looked at God's children. Great, hot tears were welling up in their eyes and streaming down their cheeks. He stopped his sermon, mid-sentence, and shut the book. "We're having a party," he shouted. And so, that's just what they did. All week long. "God wants us to be happy," Ezra said. All day, they listened to stories about the wonderful things God had done for his people. How he made the world. How he gave a special promise to Abraham. How he rescued them from slavery. How he spoke to Moses and showed them how to live. How he brought them to a special land. How he rescued them, no matter what, time after time, over and over again. Because of his never-stopping, never-giving-up, unbreaking, always and forever love. They remembered how God had always, all through the years, been loving his children, keeping his promise to Abraham, taking care of them, forgiving them. Even when they disobeyed, even when they ran away from him, even when they thought they didn't need him. Then God told his children something more. "I can't stop loving you. You are my heart's treasure, but I lost you. Now I am coming back for you. I am like the sun that gently shines on you, chasing away darkness and fear and death. You'll be so happy. You'll be like little calves running free in an open field. I am going to send my messenger, the promised one, the one you have been waiting for, the rescuer. He is coming, so get ready. It had taken centuries for God's people to be ready. But now the time had almost come for the best part of God's plan. God himself was going to come, not to punish his people, but to rescue them. God was getting ready to wipe away every tear from every eye. And the true party was just about to begin. All right. In today's story, we hear the story of Nehemiah and Ezra. Now, who are these people? Well, if you go back and you remember the story of Daniel, Daniel had been taken away from his home. He had been taken to a faraway land with many other people. With many other of God's people, Daniel had been taken away as a slave. You see, what had happened is God's people stopped worshiping God. They worshiped other things. Some of them even worshiped a statue, something that men had made. They forgot the true God. And so, as punishment, God sent them away. God took them captive and allowed them to become slaves. And while they were there, they remembered who the true God was. And God never left the people who were faithful to him. And so God stayed with Daniel. And eventually, God brought them back. Now, Nehemiah was actually a servant of the foreign king. But God gave him a beautiful plan. God called Nehemiah to go back and rebuild Jerusalem, the city of God. And so Nehemiah got permission from the king to go back and build the city again. So Nehemiah was very important, but Ezra was also important. Ezra was a priest, a religious leader, someone who helped the people of Israel come back to worship the true God. And so Ezra helped teach them about God. And so we see that here in today's story, that they had come home from being taken captive, and Ezra preached and taught about who God was and what God expected them to do. As part of that, they took time to celebrate. You see, God had commanded them to celebrate what was called the Passover, to have a week where they took time to remember God, who he was, and what he had done for them. And so, they took time to celebrate God. And that is the party that is being described in today's story. But the thing that we need to remember is that God all along had a plan. God planned to come and rescue his children. That's what Jesus was about. Jesus was getting ready to come, and God wanted his people to be ready. And so he sent people to tell them. Many prophets, people who looked at the future and gave the Israelites a message. Many prophets told about who Jesus was going to be and what he was going to do. And they did all of this so that the people would be ready. And when Jesus came, they would know who he was and recognize him. You see, remember, God had a plan. And that plan was to rescue his people. Why? Because he loves them. He cares about them. And he cares about you. That is why Jesus came. Jesus came to rescue you from your sins. Lord, thank you for sending Jesus to do what we could not do by ourselves. I thank you that he has come and that he has rescued us and saved us, and that we can know your love and can come back to you through him. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.